Sunday, January 26. No Camp David, and how I miss it. This morning found us going to the Red Mass, which is a very important thing for the Roman Catholics, I understand. It's meant especially for the judiciary to appeal to them to act wisely and justly in all their relations with mankind. We picked up Speaker and Mrs. McCormick and arrived at the awesome edifice of St. Matthew's. How can I ever forget the other time that I was at St. Matthew's? Monsignor O'Boyle was presiding. There were at least a dozen or more priests in different color red cassocks or whatever one calls them, with hats with tassels. Most of the ceremony in Latin, but now, happily, a little bit more of it creeping in English. And of that I'm glad. On the way home, Lyndon gave his ceremonial box of pralines to Mrs. McCormick. It's a joke they have between them. Every Christmas he gives her some. This Christmas so many things had happened that he had failed to. I do believe those two elderly people are genuinely fond of Lyndon. And then, without lunch, I luxuriously curled up on the bed for a nice long nap. Lindbergh came in and we curled up and talked. It seemed that she and her agent had walked all the way up Connecticut Avenue to the drug fair, where she had had a sundae and he had had a soda, and nobody had noticed them, and they had felt just as free as she wants to feel. Then, for dinner, we invited Liz and Les Carpenter and Jake Pickle over. Dinner was interspersed with calls from McNamara about Cyprus, I think, and also with calls to me from Sarah in Jefferson, and from me to Susan, whose problems I would like to so much to help on. If there were only some time and spiritual strength and discipline left in me that my job and my children don't need. After dinner, we went down to the movie theater and curled up and saw a movie. We had put Lindbergh in charge of selecting the show, and as far as I'm concerned, it was a total flop, The Good Old Days, which put the very important matter of segregation back about 25 years as far, I think, that is, if many people saw it. I hope that we are the first and the last to see it. We won't make progress by making fun of each other. And I think we are making progress, and I'm so proud we are, and willing to pay almost any price, but there is a point at which I get my ire up.